Reading from our book of joys and concerns, there is just one concern in the book this morning. Barbara Kirk is having knee replacement surgery on Thursday. And now I would invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, our lives and our world are full of struggles as we try to make decisions not just for ourselves, but for those in our community and in communities beyond our own. Like Jacob, we often wrestle with problems alone, feeling as if we are in the dark, not knowing exactly who or what we are struggling with. Sometimes we figure it out and are able to understand and make decisions, but sometimes all of our wrestling and time spent struggling leaves us feeling as if we are no further ahead than when we started. There are times when our struggles stay with us, always there, like Jacob's injured hip, as a reminder of the difficulties we have had. Help us to remember that we do not struggle alone, that you are always with us as we battle with our problems. Help us to be persistent and not give up, even when we feel that we have no energy left. You are always with us through the good and bad, if we can only remember to rely on your strength and guidance. As we struggle, we also ask for your help with all who are suffering, those facing loss, illness, and struggles. We especially pray for those who are close to us, for Barbara as she faces knee replacement and the people who will support her. Also, the many members in our community who are struggling with cancer, mental illness, financial insecurity, relationships, all of those who have been in our prayers for the last few weeks. Help everyone who is struggling to remember that you are always there, offering your peace and compassion. And even amidst our struggles, help us to find joy in the many good things around us, in our family and friends, in the beauty of our world, in the caring that many show to others. Help us to remember most of all to pray ceaselessly in all times, for you are always listening. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
As we move into our time of offering this morning, I invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology, as our offering is brought forward and as we lift it up and dedicate it to God. God, giver and gift, we present our offerings to you this day, knowing that within these tangible gifts lie our hopes and our dreams and even our struggles for our church and for our community and for our world. May this act of giving be a testament of our open hearts and open hands, and as we give of ourselves and as we entrust our tithes and offerings and gifts to you, may we also possess the faith and the integrity to be good stewards of them in all that we do and in all that we are. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Before we leave this morning, I did want to remind you, next Sunday, in addition to being my last Sunday before my sabbatical, we will also celebrate the Sacrament of Communion, so I want to welcome you and invite you to that. Before you leave this morning, please take a moment to greet one another, share the peace of Christ with one another, find someone you haven't seen in a while, or perhaps someone you've never met. Share the peace of Christ with them, let them know you are glad they are here. Then head downstairs for our VBS celebration, get some goodies. And then as you go from this place, know that God is eager to meet us face to face in our daily living. May we have the courage to hang on, to stay in the ring in the midst of struggle, and to accept the blessing that God holds for us. In all of this, know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and always. Amen.